The thin green line. At the top end of Australia, right on Darwin's door, a patch of unique habitat clings to a sandy shore. This coastal eco-fragment sits on Larrakia land, whose connection to this place is embedded in its sand. The place is Binibarra. It's a diamond in the rough, a biodiverse jewel in a climate that is tough. Binibarra, or Lee Point, as it usually is known, has largely been ignored as Darwin's urban sprawl has grown. But now it's the key to Darwin's last wildlife corridor, linking essential habitat for creatures to explore. Mangroves guard its creeks amid paper bark and she-oak stands, and rare old-growth eucalypts populate its dry woodlands. There's sand dunes and grass meadows, rainforest and cycad groves. It's really no surprise that tourists flock to it in droves. A menagerie of creatures called Binibarra home, from those that live as residents to those that leave to roam. Thousands of shorebirds fly in from the northern hemisphere. They feed and grow for 6 months and abruptly disappear. Gouldian finches love the hollow branches of old trees, sharing space with dollarbirds, cockatoos, and stingless bees. Turtles nest upon the shore, kites and buzzards rule the skies, while lizards slink through long grass, stalking sleeping dragonflies. There's wallabies and bandicoots, tree frogs and microbats, and rufous owls that like to hunt black-footed native rats. Given this host of creatures, some endangered in the wild, it beggars belief that some would have this treasure trove defiled. Lee Point has weathered cyclones and the wild storms of the wet, yet it seems that greedy ignorance is now its gravest threat. The Commonwealth, in its wisdom, says Lee Point cannot stay. It must be cleared for housing. There's just no other way. So it has set a plan in motion that is half-assed, to be sure, that has scant regard for rigour and pays lip service to the law. Eco-experts have been ignored, its custodians denied, as bloody-minded bureaucrats take a power-tripping ride. This extinction economics is like burning down your house. It's long past time that we demand our leaders have more nous. Politicians must stop touting greenwashed rhetoric and lies and bleating worthless platitudes as nature slowly dies. But this legacy of destruction seems not to resonate, for when there's money to be made, they shut down all debate. Binibarra is under siege. Bulldozers are at the gate. We have precious little time to save Lee Point from its fate. With this moment upon us, here's a question to you all. On which side of the thin green line do your footprints fall?